And now, the life of Mary Southern. Today, the whole town of Sanders is tense with undercurrent. Last night, the mill meeting was called off because an insufficient number of men showed up. This morning, each man is learning that, surprisingly enough, his neighbor wasn't at the meeting for practically the same reason that kept him at home. Some insignificant task or duty that his wife had suddenly decided must be done. The men are slowly starting to realize that this wasn't coincidence. The women wanted to stop that meeting. Max, whom they had intended to vote out of office, arrived late and left. It is about 10:30 the following morning. Mr. Proust is calling on Davis at his office in the bank. Max's office, which adjoins Davis's, is still empty.
Well, Davis, I found out what happened last night.
You have?
Yes, I have. If you'd been on your toes, it never would have happened.
Proust, would you mind being a little more explicit? You burst in here to throw the blame in my face without explaining why.
I'll tell you why, and I'll tell you who prevented that meeting. The women in this town were responsible. Do you understand that? The women!
Ridiculous. I don't believe it.
Oh, you don't, eh? Then perhaps you've uncovered a reason.
Well, it's still early in the day. I haven't had the opportunity.
I see.
But I do know women couldn't possibly have been responsible for the failure of anything as important as last night's meeting.
Well, you have another no coming. Those women got together and thought up individual excuses to keep their husband at home.
Impossible.
Half of the men stayed away, didn't they?
Yes, but...
That was the botch. The men didn't know they were being fooled until they met this morning at the mill.
If that's the truth, Bruce, someone was behind the idea.
No, you really think so?
Sarcasm isn't necessary, Bruce. I realize I was stating a fact that we both recognize. But if we expect to get anywhere with the control of this town, we'll have to cooperate. Lately, every time we meet, you've had a chip on your shoulder.
Well, I should think I've had reasons. After all, you're closer to the mill than I am. It's up to you to know what's going on.
How could I know about a thing like this? Probably Max Sanders made a house-to-house canvass of the women.
I don't think that's what happened. I'll bet his wife that Mary Southern is back of this.
Stay, Bruce. Listen a minute. Regardless of who's behind it, we're better off than we were before.
How do you figure that?
The men will be furious when they all realize it was a frame-up. It'll strengthen our case against Max Sanders 1,000%.
Say, now wait a minute. You may have something there at that. If we can get the news around that it was Mary Southern's fault, Max Sanders hasn't a chance in a million of keeping his position when they hold another meeting.
And we'll see to it that they hold one as soon as possible.
Certainly. Certainly. Now, by the way, have you seen our man this morning?
No, I haven't. I'm going to call his secretary in here, see if she's heard from him. Miss Blumberg, will you come in a moment, please?
Good idea. She'll know if anyone does.
Did you call, Mr. Davis?
Yes, I did. Is Mr. Sanders in his office?
No, not yet. I'm waiting for him.
Hmm. Late, isn't he?
Yes. The poor man probably overslept. He's been so busy lately.
Indeed.
Town business, Miss Blumberg?
Oh, yes. Mr. Sanders has closed a wonderful deal.
He's closed it?
Well, practically. Why, no, he doesn't mind if I tell you, because he's giving it out to the newspapers today.
You mean the Barton proposition?
Uh-huh. Mr. Barton decided to build his new plant in Sanders.
He didn't tell me.
Well, I guess he left that for Mr. Sanders to do. We've handled all the business, you know.
Everything is set?
Almost. Mr. Barton will be here at 4 today with the papers.
Well, I... What? Oh, I can't
Mr.
breathe.
Mr. Proust, is anything wrong? May I get you a drink?
No, I'm all right.
Is there anything else you wanted of me, Mr. Davis?
No, not a thing. You may go.
Thank you.
Do you hear? Do you hear what she said? Max Tilly Sanders got the jump on us. He's closed the Barton proposition.
This is awful. It'll kill our chances of getting him out of office. Why, the people will be actually grateful
to
him.
You should never have allowed this to happen. You were right here in the office beside him.
I? Well, you had a better chance than I did. You had Geoffrey Barton as a guest in your home.
Oh, just one evening. I didn't have the opportunity to accomplish anything.
Well, it's done now. We're almost done. The man will be here at 4.
Well, can't we keep him in Chicago? Can't we do something?
Now, you're getting excited again. If he made an appointment to be here at 4, he'll be here. It's impossible to stop him.
Nothing is impossible. And I'd do anything to keep him away, do you understand? Anything!
Yours of the 14th received.
Have you gone nuts, Miss Grover?
Oh, Mr. Sanders, I'm so glad to see you. I was just starting to worry you were so late.
Well, I overslept. I didn't get to bed until 3.
Why, Mr. Sanders, what happened?
Oh, you know, I get in the darnest mix-ups. Barry Stratford hurt his foot. Said that he did, and I had to go collect him from someplace near Boggs Hollow.
Well, gracious, that didn't take until 3 this morning.
Oh, yeah, it did, yeah. We had Rube's taxi.
Well, that explains it.
Yeah, I got sore once and left him on the road while I hitched in on a truck. Then I got kind of soft and had a couple of guys drive me back out to give him a lift.
Evidently, they needed it.
Boy, and how. One tire was flat and the spare was like a sieve.
Rube certainly needs a new cab.
Yeah, he sure does.
That baby, as he calls it, must be awfully old.
Old? Boy, baby is a grandmother.
Oh, Mr. Sanders, really, you say the funniest thing.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen, when I came in, it sounded as if someone else had cracked funny. You were giggling all over that typewriter.
Well, I was laughing about Mr. Proust and Mr. Davis.
Yeah?
They were so funny when I told them.
You told them? Told them what?
Well, about Barton closing the factory proposition. I thought Gerald Proust was going to have a stroke.
Say, that must have been good. Did Pussyfoot Davis turn green, too?
Did he? They were practically holding each other up when I walked out of the office.
Boy, I should have been here. I'd have got a laugh coming from those guys.
You certainly have. After the nasty way they treated you and Mrs. Sanders.
Yeah, that's what makes me sore. I can take it, but when they start picking on Mary, boy, I could commit mail.
Well, your worries will be over once you have some new business in this town. That's what the people need.
Yep. Say, I got great plans. After 4 o'clock, I'll be able to put them into action.
Oh, my. It'll be just like old times for all of us to be busy again.
Oh, say, maybe my pals next door calling to offer their congratulations.
I doubt it.
Oh, hello, girlie. Max Sanders in?
What was it you wished to see him about?
Yeah, I'm here. Come on in.
The master's voice.
You want to see me?
Yes, Mr. Sanders. I'm Bob Taps of the Sanders Sentinel.
Oh, hi, Taps. Didn't I meet you before?
Sure, several times.
Oh, yeah, sure. I remember your face. Pull up a chair and sit down.
Oh, thanks.
Smoke? Have a cigar?
Oh, no, thanks.
Well, what's on your mind, pal?
Well, I'm looking for a little information. There's been a lot going on in town lately.
You're telling me.
Yeah, there have been some conflicting stories about the mill meeting last night. Do you know why so many of the men weren't there to vote?
No, I haven't the slightest idea. But it sure was a swell break for me.
Yeah, it was. You probably wouldn't be town manager this morning if the men had voted.
Don't I know it.
Now, aren't you concerned about a future meeting?
No, because I think I got enough to offer the people so as they'll want to keep me where I am.
Oh, are you referring to the new factory that there's been talk about?
That's the dish.
Well, that's exactly the news I'm looking for.
Yeah?
This whole deal has been kept rather quiet, you know. Majority of the people don't know anything about it.
Well, I didn't want to talk about something that I wasn't sure that I could deliver.
And you're sure now?
Well, darn near. I'll tell you what, pal. You come back about 5 o'clock, and then I'll have all the dope.
Well, I'd like it now. I want to make the afternoon edition.
No, can do. No, I don't want to talk until I have it in black and white. And that'll be at 4 this afternoon.
What will the men do when they hear that Mary Southern was responsible for the postponement of the meeting? Will they be angry enough to start trouble? Or will Barton's arrival at 4 o'clock solve all of Mary and Max's problems?